This is John Batchelor in conversation with Andrew McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter about the Trump courtroom cases. It turns on the Bragg case, which is now scheduled to begin April 15th, an allegation by the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, involving matters that were investigated, according to Andrew McCarthy, by the federal government, by the Southern District of New York. And there was friction between the Southern District of New York and Alvin Bragg's office. Andrew McCarthy explains it very carefully. And the documents that showed up late in the process, many hundreds of documents said to be critical. The reason we have them at all is because Mr. Trump's attorney subpoenaed them, not because the Southern District of New York shared them with Alvin Bragg. It's complicated, but it indicates that from the beginning, this prosecution was not smooth, easy, straightforward, everybody on one side, everybody on the other. And there's liable to be more friction ahead. Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online, on the Alvin Bragg prosecution of Donald Trump beginning April 15th.
Well, I suspect, John, now I worked at the Southern District for 20 years. And I suspect they're none too happy about Mr. Bragg's prosecution, because what he's actually trying to do is, under the auspices of a New York falsification of business records statute, what he's in a very covert way trying to do is enforce federal campaign finance law, which is law that he doesn't have jurisdiction to enforce and is normally enforced by the Justice Department and the Federal Election Commission, both of which looked at this case and decided not to take enforcement action against Trump. So in essence, what you have here is Bragg trying to make the case that they will say the Southern District failed to make a campaign finance case against Trump. And I'm sure the Justice Department, because Alvin Bragg shouldn't be enforcing federal law, and because it will ultimately make them look bad if he appears to have made a case that they didn't make or they chose not to pursue, I'm sure they weren't tripping over themselves to be cooperative. And as a result, according to Bragg, a year ago when he asked for their files, they rebuffed him, and they're not legally required to help him. And then late in the game, Trump thought that there was more information out there, particularly about Michael Cohen, who's a major witness in this case, Trump's former lawyer and fixer. So anyway, Trump did the Southern District of New York, and that's how these documents were pried loose from the federal government, not by Bragg, but by Trump subpoenaing them.
More of this later.